Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Amen. Glory to God. This morning, we are still in the month of praise. Amen. Yes, today's our last Sunday in the five Sundays of praise. I don't know if you are ready to dance today. Glory to God. No, we had praise session earlier. That was just 10 minutes. We are just preparing you. We're going to dance again for about 25 to 30 minutes again in service. Amen. So hope you are ready. Now, like I keep saying, when we say you should dance, we are not dancing because just to cover up the time. Because praise is actually a weapon. It's a spiritual weapon. Amen. So when we are dancing, there's a cause. There's a reason why we are dancing. Amen. Glory to God. So just be prepared for that. Before we close the service, we are going to praise God again. Amen. This morning, we're looking at the power of praise in trying times. The power of praise in trying times. The power of praise in trying times. You see, life as we know is full of challenges. Life is full of challenges. Whether you are a prayer warrior or you don't pray, whether you are nice or you are not nice, whatever category you fall in, life is full of challenges. Amen. You have personal struggle. It can be financial difficulties. It can be health issues. It can be family. It can be in your job, in your academics. Life is full of challenges. Glory to God. Whether you like it or not, challenges will come. Check all through scriptures. The men of faith, at one time or the other, they had to go through challenges. Amen. No, the king of Pharaoh had a dream one day. And in that dream, Bible says, he saw and he called Joseph to interpret the dream. And Joseph said, the meaning of the dream is that I saw 7 years of abundance and 7 years of what? Famine. Now, Joseph did not tell the king that God said when you fast for 7 days, that the 7 years of famine will go. He didn't say so. Meaning that in the course of our lives, there will be challenging times. Are we getting it? Challenging times will come. There will be good times, yes. God has promised us that. But there will be challenging times in our paths in life. So in that moment of challenges, what you do actually determines how long you stay there. Are we together? So how long, what you do determines if you are going to be there for a long time. And God has given us principles in his words of how to come out through trying times. Amen. Glory to God. So in the time of challenges, what do you do? Do you start complaining like every other person? The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 1, Job had an issue. Everything he had was wiped out in a day. And the wife told him, he said, why not just curse God and die? Because that was the normal thing to do. When you are frustrated, you vent out your frustration. You are angry. That's no matter to do. Say, curse God and die. What else do we have to live for? But thank God, Job was a man of understanding. He was a man of wisdom. You know that when challenging time comes, it's not a time to be depressed. It's not a time to murmur. It's not a time to curse God. It's not a time to complain. Bible says in Exodus, children of Israel, they couldn't enter the promised land, even though they were children of God. God promised them, I'm taking you to a land of milk and honey. He gave them a promise, but they didn't enter the promised land. No, the Bible says every person from the age of 20 and above, none of them entered the promised land except from Jacob, Caleb and Joshua. Glory to God. Every other person could not enter the promised land, even though there was prophecy upon their life. Even though God told them, I'm taking you to a land of milk and honey. Why? Because they were complaining. They were murmuring. When challenges occur, the first they do is to complain. Oh, we want to go back to Egypt. Let's go back to our cucumber. At least we are better off there as slaves. Why bring us here and let us die? Many of us, this is what we do when we face challenges. You are complaining. Ah, God, why? Why me? If not you, then who? Why me? But I pray. But I sow seed. But I fast. Why am I going through challenges? Glory to God. But God told him, say, for Caleb. Why? Bible says he had a different spirit. He had a different spirit from the others. The others were murmuring when challenges came. But he said, this one have a different spirit. He had a spirit that was different from others. Glory to God. Our natural response is often to question. When things are not happening well and not going the way you want, the first thing is to question God. Is to worry. Is to become discouraged. That's the first thing I'll call. You want to be, you are discouraged. I'm not doing this again. Why? You begin to worry. You begin to question God. You begin to look for alternative. You are depressed. That is the natural course of life. But as believers, we don't go by that path. We operate by a different set of rules. Are you with me this morning? So we must understand that when challenges come, it doesn't mean God has forgotten you. When trying times come, it doesn't mean God has forgotten you. At times you might do all you know. You might apply all the wisdom you have, and your business will not just work in a particular season. You say, but God, I did everything. That is not a time to start murmuring. No, that is the natural course of life. But we are not born of the seed of this world. We are born of God. We are prayed by a different set of rule. Glory to God. So in such a situation, it's very difficult to praise. Imagine you just lost your job. And I tell you, and the next thing you're asked to praise God. Naturally, it sounds foolish. Am I correct? Or you just went to the hospital and they gave you a test result that is not favorable. It's foolish to start praising. The next thing to do is to start murmuring. And that is what the devil wants. He wants to keep you at that state so that he can take everything you have. There's a story of a woman who went to the hospital. Two people went to the hospital at different times. And the first person went for tests. And the test results, they gave her, the result shows that she had HIV/AIDS. And actually, the doctor switched the results unknowingly. So the person that had AIDS, they gave him the result that you are okay. While the one that was okay, they gave the result that the person had AIDS. And she got the result. Guess what? Just a short time, the person who they gave the wrong result that was actually free but did not have AIDS died. But the person who had the infection that they gave the wrong result that you are free was still alive. No true life story. What was it? When she got the result that she had AIDS, she was depressed. She went down. She was depressed, emotionally down. She was complaining. She was murmuring. And the devil took advantage of it. Even though she didn't have AIDS, but something wrong has gone wrong. Before the hospital discovered that, she was gone already. So you can see, devil instrument is to take praise out of your mouth. If the devil can take your praise, can take your joy, he has gotten you where you want. You can be praying. You can be a prayer warrior. You can be a prayer warlord. And yet you lack praise in your mouth and you are depressed. The devil can still get you. Glory to God. So praising God in the midst of trials is an act of faith. It's an act of faith that despite what is happening, I will still praise God. It's an act of faith that you believe in God. It's an act of faith that you trust God beyond what you can see. It's an act of faith that you trust God beyond what is happening around you. But the Bible says, for we look not at the things that are seen. The things that are seen, they are what? They are temporal. We don't look at those things. So even though what things around me is not working well, I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at the carnal things around me. Why? I'm born of God. I'm a spirit being. I don't operate by my senses anymore. If you operate by, the Bible says, those that operate by their senses, they will still die like men. So as believers, you must understand that when I'm going through situation, it's not a time for me to be depressed. Not a time for me to lose my peace and my joy. But rather, at that moment, I will do what? I will praise the Lord. The book of Job chapter 1 verse 20. Job chapter 1 verse 20. Okay. He said, then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Verse 21. Now this, after he heard the news, as a natural man, he reacted, right? He tore his clothes, he was depressed, he was not excited about it. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Look at what he now did at the end. He said, go back to 21. He said, but what? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So despite all that is happening, he said what? I will still do what? I will still bless the name of the Lord. So no matter what is happening, you must still learn to bless God. You must still learn to praise him. You must learn to be excited about the God we serve. Because why? The God we serve is the eternal God. It doesn't take God a moment to change that situation. So why give up? So giving up is a sign that you don't actually have faith in God. Glory to God. Are we together this morning? All through scriptures, even Jesus also had trying times. Bible says he was by his side when it was about few days for him to be killed. He had trying times. Even though Jesus himself had trying times, Bible says he was shedding tears. The tears was as thick as blood. So he went through trying times. But Bible says what happened? Bible says an angel came and did what? And strengthened him. So when you lose your joy, you lose strength. You lose strength. When you lose your joy, you have made God handicap over your situation. You have made him handicapped. There's nothing more he can do. Because God cannot dwell in the presence when there is no joy, when there is no peace. You've made God of no effect. Glory to God. So, the first thing praise does in trying times, praise invites God's presence. Number one, the first thing that praise does in trying times, praise invites God's presence. The book of Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalm 22 verse 3. He said, but you are holy, enthroned in the praise of Israel. Enthroned in the praises of Israel. That means when you praise God, God is enthroned. God is lifted up. He shows up when you praise him. Praise creates an atmosphere where God can dwell and move. When you praise God, you've activated him. He cannot act. He cannot move. He cannot be operational. But when you don't praise God, but when you are in an attitude of murmuring, you have made God what? Of no effect. So you must understand, no matter what, I will not lose my praise. No matter what happens, no matter how difficult it might be, I will not do what? Lose my praise. Because the moment you lose your praise, you have lost your connection with God concerning that matter. And that's what the devil does. The first thing the devil does when you want to get a person is to make the person lose his praise. It's to make you lose your peace and joy. If the devil can get to that point, he has got to where you want to be. So that's why you must do everything possible to make sure you don't lose your joy. No matter what you are going through. No matter how, nobody understands. No matter how difficult it might be, you must understand that the moment you lose your joy, God's presence can no longer be activated. Amen. So when we praise God, we bring every reality over that situation. So when things are not working well, you lock yourself in the room, you are praising God. So the devil is expecting you to be crying, but you are lifting song of worship and praise. The devil is confounded. How, upon all I did, look at the case of Job. After striking Job, he took his children, he took his finances, he took everything. And yet Job said, blessed be the name of the God. He still blessed God. And the devil was like, what else? What's wrong with this guy? That is how it should be. That no matter what, you will not lose the praise on your lips. Glory to God. So you must understand that for the devil to attack a person, for the devil to get a person down, the Bible call him the old devil. That means he's old. It's the same method he uses. He has not changed. So what does he do? He steals your joy. That's his method. Because he knows that he cannot get a believer down who is in Christ. So what do you do? He will take your joy. If he can take your joy, he has taken God's presence away from you. You are now exposed. He cannot get you. So you must do everything possible to guard your joy, to guard your praise, that no matter what, I will not lose the praise in my lip. Glory to God. What does praise do? Praise confuses the enemy. Number two, it confuses the enemy. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 22. Now, at this time, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, wanted to go to war against three nations. So he himself knew that this battle cannot be won. He knew. Just like some of us, it might be a situation right now where you know that your strength cannot give you victory. Your connection cannot give you victory. Your wisdom cannot give you victory. Jehoshaphat was in that situation. Three nations against him. He knew he would lose the battle. But what did he do? The Bible says he went to inquire. And God told him. He said, and now, when they began to sing. Now, what did he do? Now, the normal thing is that when you want to fight war, you put your strongest men in front. Am I correct? So also it is. When you are facing challenges, the first thing you bank on is your financial strength. The first thing you bank on is your connection. Who do I know? Who are the people I know that I can call now? That is the first thing you do. But God told him here. He said, this method will fail. He said it will fail. If you do that, it will fail. There are points in life that even your parents will disappoint you. It's not their fault. They can't do better. There are times your connection will disappoint you. It's not that they don't like you, but they can't do better. That is the best they can do. But to understand that there is a God that does not fail. That no matter what you are going through, no matter what the challenge is, there is a God that cannot fail. You must understand that mindset. That was the situation here. He said, now when they began to sing, so instead of putting the armies first, he put the choirs in front. He put them first. Glory to God. Why? It is a weapon. Praise is a weapon, you must understand. Praise is beyond beyond the voice. It's beyond the soprano and alto. It's beyond that. It's beyond dancing. Praise has a voice in the realm of the spirit. Praise has a potency in the realm of the spirit. He said, put the choir in front. He put the men there. He said, now, when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord, now, who was singing? Men were singing. Who was acting? The Lord. Are you with me this morning? So, when you have tried your method and now you want to give God, hand it over to God, what you do is what you praise. He said, now when they began to sing and to praise the Lord. So what happened? That the Lord was activated. When they were singing praise, heaven was activated on their behalf. Before now, heaven couldn't do anything. When Jehoshaphat was murmuring, what will I do? How will I do this? Heaven was silent. They couldn't do anything. Why? There was no call. There's nothing they could do. They were stagnant. But the moment he died, the number of heaven, he said, and they began to sing and to praise. Bible says the Lord set ambush against the people of Ammon. They didn't know what was happening. They were still singing, but the Lord has gone ahead already. As we begin to praise God tonight, this today's service, the Lord is going ahead of you in the name of Jesus. That thing you couldn't get done, as we begin to sing today, I see the Lord going ahead of you, making that path straight in the name of Jesus. He said the Lord set ambush against the people of Ammon, Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Who has come against you? Who has made himself an enemy over you? Who has made himself a god over you? As we begin to praise God today, they'll be defeated in the name of Jesus. Verse 23. Now, look at the method here. He said, for the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. Now what happened? That means God did not make them weak that they started defeating them. Look, understand what happened here. God did not make them powerless, the three nations. But this is what God did. God activated something. When they were singing, something was activated. Two nations gathered, they became friends, and they started fighting the other nation. They started fighting themselves. Why? Praise was activated. Glory to God. Stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end, after they've killed out nation, is it many two of them? What happened now? And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. I love that word, help. So two of us, we said, let's kill this guy. And together they killed this guy. After they finished, after they were started, yes, we've killed him now. But who says what? They now help themselves. How did they help themselves? Let me kill you, you kill me. Why? They were still singing. So you can be in your room praising God. You can be in your room, lock your door, praising God and dancing. Something is happening somewhere. Something is happening somewhere. You don't even know. You just hear the testimony. You just get the contrast. You hear the testimony. Your mother who is sick is healed. You just hear the testimony. Your visa is approved. You just get the testimony. Your son have gotten the admission. That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Why? Because they chose to praise God. Glory to God. Verse 24, the last there. So when Judah came to the place, after they finished singing, they now went there. They looked towards the multitude, and there were their dead bodies falling on earth. Bible says no one escaped. Kyle. You know, if you read the Old Testament during the time of battles, something is common. We hear that somebody escaped and went back to tell them, they've defeated us. It's normal. If you're a Bible student, you'll see that it's common in the Old Testament. But in this case, now the Bible says no one had escaped. So nobody could go back and tell the people, this is what happened. There was no testimony. There was no remembrance. Nobody could remember them. Halabashka. After today's service, that challenge will not be remembered again in the name of Jesus. Because God is giving you victory. You don't sound like one who has gotten his victory already. Glory to God. Praise disarms the enemy and causes confusion in the camp of darkness. The devil wants you to murmur, like I said earlier. He wants you to murmur. Because somebody who murmur and complain cannot praise. The same lip that complain cannot praise at the same time. So the devil wants you to murmur and complain. But when you praise, he loses his words, his grip. You must learn that. It must become your default setting. That, Lord, I praise God no matter what happened. May the praise not leave my lips. Glory to God. Glory to God. Number three, praise releases supernatural strength. Praise releases supernatural strength. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Nehemiah 8, verse 10. He said, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portion to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our God. Do not sorrow. For the joy of the Lord is your what? The joy of the Lord is your what? So whenever you are joyful, you are strengthened. Whenever you are what? Joyful, you are what? You are strengthened. You know, that time situation comes around that you feel like, this is overwhelming. and just find a way of singing worship and praise to God. Something just well up in your inside. You know something has happened. Even though the challenge is still there, but something has happened on your inside. Why? When you praise God, you are strengthened. Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord, when you are excited, you are strengthened. When you are joyful, you are what? You are strengthened. Isaiah 61 verse 3. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for what? For mourning. So when you are mourning, what do you need? Oil of joy. See, it's an oil. It's an oil. Oh, no wonder. When Joshua was praising, an oil just dropped. And when it dropped, two friends became enemies. No wonder, it's an oil. So when you praise God, an oil. You know, an oil is a type of the anointing. So when you are praising God, anointing can be activated. You can activate something in the place of praise. You can activate something in the place of praise that will go ahead of you to make the crooked path straight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Depression, discouragement, and fear loses their power when you engage in praise. You can't be praising God and be depressed. You can't. So you must learn to praise God no matter what. You must say to yourself, call yourself, I can never be depressed. And praise will not depart from my mouth. Glory to God. Number four. I love this one so much. Praise is a weapon of victory. Praise is a weapon of victory. So people go to war with cutlass and gun. You can go to war with praise. The story of Jehoshaphat tells us, 2 Chronicles 20 verse 22. He said he put the choir in front. The question is, what if they have shot them? No. Praise alone is a weapon. It's a shield. Are we together this morning? So you must learn to understand that if you want to get the job done, praise can get that job done. Acts chapter 16 verse 25 talks about Paul and Silas. Acts 16:25. He said, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were what? They were praying. Some of you have prayed enough. You have prayed enough. You have fasted enough. Glory to God. I know we love to pray and fast. In fact, we just mentioned 4 days fasting and prayer. And those of you, you've taught even with your prayers. Are we getting this? But look, he said, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. And they were doing what? They were singing. They were singing hymns to God. They were singing to God that God, this world is happening. They were singing. They were singing songs of, and God, something was activated in heaven. The Bible says, and the prisoner were listening to them. So they were not singing it quietly. They were singing it. All the other prisoners were hearing them. Even the prison guard heard them. So you must sing loud. Let the enemy know that you are joyful. You don't hide your praise. Let them know. Let them know that despite all that is happening, I'm still joyful. I will still sing praise to my God. And the Bible says in verse 26, suddenly, somebody said suddenly, he said there was a great earthquake. What happened? As they were singing, the oil dropped again. And something happened. There was an earthquake. The Bible says, now earthquake, earthquake have not occurred in this part of the world. But if from movies or from maybe YouTube, you've seen an earthquake. When an earthquake occurs, the foundation of the earth shakes. Bible says suddenly there was a great earthquake. This was not, they didn't help the story. This was what happened. It was an earthquake. So that the foundation of the prison, we are shaking by praise alone. They didn't need to carry hammer and start digging. By praise, Bible said the foundation was shaking. And immediately, all the doors that were shut against them, all the doors that stood as a limitation, that wouldn't let them pass, all the doors, Bible did not say some of the doors, all the doors were open, and everyone's chain were loose. Why? Because they praised God. Oh, Panakusatesha. He said everyone's chain was loose. There was no way they would have broken that chain. It was never possible. By man's understanding, by man's ability, they couldn't break that chain. But the Bible says when they sang to God, something happened. An earthquake occurred. And the Bible says all the chains were what? Open. And they got their victory easily without struggle. Why? They lifted up praise to heaven. So why not try praise and leave murmuring? Why not try praise and leave murmuring? You don't have to wait for your testimony before you praise God. That's the problem with the children of Israel. When God bring manna, they begin to praise God. When they cause the Red Sea, Miriam and others, they start singing. No, you don't have to wait to get your testimony to sing. You begin to praise God for the testimony. Are we together this morning? So don't wait that, hey, if God do this thing, I will roll on the floor 10 times. No. Roll on the floor now because you have gotten it now already. You don't have to wait. God, if you do this thing for me, nobody say, if you do this for me, Lord, hey, I will serve the rest of my life. No. We praise him ahead because praise is faith. We are praising God, meaning that we're acting our faith that we believe that the God we serve can do it. He has done it before, he will do it again. Glory to God. So we praise God. We are not just singing. We are declaring victory in the realm of the spirit. So our voice is declaring victory. We are getting victory. As our voice is heard in the realm of the spirit, victory is being proclaimed on our behalf. So it's beyond the song. It's beyond the sound. It's beyond the type, the auto soprano. No, it's beyond that. Realm of the spirit, victory is being activated. Glory to God. So tell your neighbor, why murmur when you can praise? The next neighbor, why mama? When you can praise, glory to God. As we get to round up this morning, listen, you must understand as a believer, don't let praise be a one-time event. Make it a lifestyle. Praise can be a lifestyle. That was who David was. David was a man of praise. David was in the bush with a few sheep, yet he was writing psalms. David did not wait till he get to the palace before he started writing the psalm. Don't wait for your testimony before he start praising God. He was in the bush with a few sheep, yet he was writing psalm. He was singing praise to God. No wonder he became the man after God's heart. He was a man that was operating in faith already. Why? He was not yet in the palace. He was anointed already, but he was still in the bush. But he was singing praise already because he knew that it's just a matter of time. I will get to the palace. He was singing praise to God. And guess what? Over time, he got to the throne. Glory to God. So how to cultivate a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving? Firstly, you must develop the habit of daily gratitude. Develop the habit of daily gratitude. Many of us, when we want to pray, we just enter. We start pouring our issues on God. That is not how to approach God's presence. Psalm 103 verse 2. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not what? All his benefits. Do not forget. So you must understand that you appear before God. Before you start telling God your problem, telling him your issue in this life, why not praise him first? All his benefits. That's why anytime in church you want to pray, we always start with thanksgiving. We always start with thanksgiving. Why? We are activating something to make our answers come speedily. That's why we get results here. You must start with thanksgiving. You must praise him first. Don't just enter and start telling God how your boss is treating you. How that lecturer does not like you. No. Why not start with praise? He said, forget not all his benefits. Forget not all what he has done. You must tell him, you must thank him. Lord, thank you. I see what you are doing. I may not have been where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my business. Even though the business is not yet at the top, but thank you for how far you have brought me. You are telling God, you're activating something already. You are telling God that, if you do greater ones, God said, if in this little, this person can praise me, when I do more, he's going to praise me more. So don't just enter his presence and start complaining. Glory to God. So you must cultivate that attitude, that habit, that every day, before I appear in God's presence, before I start giving him the issues, I must first of all do what? Thank him and praise him. You can even make it more practical. You can have a journal. Three things I'm thankful of. You can write it down. Every day can write it. Things I'm thankful of today. Thank God for sound health. Thank him for your job. Thank him for education. For those of us in school, thank him. Many wrote jam with you, they are not in school. Many wrote the exam with you, they are not in school. You might say, oh, I'm not where I used to be. But not everybody started with is where you are. So you must be grateful to God for that. My mom is not treating me well. There are many persons that are praying that God, if I wish I saw my mom. And you have your mom, you are complaining. Why not be grateful first that God, thank you for my mom. Thank you for my dad. Thank you for my children. This child does not hear what you are complaining. There are many people that is praying that God, give me that one. I was together this morning. So you must learn to be grateful. Number two, praise God in advance. When Jehoshaphat was praising God, he has not defeated the Ammonites. He has not got his victory over the seers. But what was he doing? He was praising God already. So you must learn to praise God in advance. Are we getting this? Learn to praise God in advance. Remember those days when we were still little, we were staying in Face Me, I Face You. No, that compound has, there are many issues in that compound. But something I like about Face Me, I Face You. one of the neighbors must be playing praise song in the morning. There must be one person must allow the music then. So even if you don't want to praise, you will praise by force. Even though some of the song they praise, they were playing that time, is to prepare their neighbor. But at least they are playing praise song. So you must make it an habit. If I check some of your phones now, there's no praise song in your phones. How do you survive? Glory to God. So you must learn to praise God in advance. Don't say, when I get the testimony, I will praise God. God, if you give me this contract, I will praise you. No. Begin to praise God, because see, look at Jehoshaphat. The three nations were still there. They've not gone down. They were still there. When he started praising. So don't wait till your testimony come. You must have that mindset of praising God in advance. In fact, when a challenge comes, the first thing you do is to do what? Start praising God ahead. You are telling God that you are ready for the testimony. Glory to God. Number three, use worship as a weapon. Use worship as a weapon. How do you do that? You must learn to play worship song. You can be in your house. So if you cannot sing well, some of us that are like me, that we cannot sing, we need help. Play it on your phone. Connect it to your screen or whatever, MP3. And be praising God. As you are doing what you are doing, you're washing plates, you are singing. As you are doing your chores at home, you are singing. Listen, you are creating an atmosphere in your home. No wonder, how can depression reign in a place where they praise God? Depression cannot reign. I'm depressed. It's because there's no atmosphere of praise around you. So when the devil comes, he has a free day. So create an atmosphere of praise, atmosphere of worship. Get it around your home. Let that song be played. Make it an attitude. When I'm doing this, the song is playing. Are we getting it this morning? So when you're doing that, you might think, no. Something is happening. It's a weapon. So when the devil shows up, he says, this place is not safe. He goes to your neighbor. Are we getting it this morning? So you must create the atmosphere of worship. Create the atmosphere of praise. Make it a routine. You can have a playlist on your phone of praise song, of worship song. You must have it around you. Glory to God. Psalm 42 verse 11. David was going through a trying times. In fact, he was being depressed at that time. He said, why are you cast down, oh my soul? He was depressed. And why are you disquieted within me, hoping God? For I shall yet do what? Praise him. So even though he was depressed, he said, I know the skills. I know what to do when I'm depressed. I shall do what? I shall yet do what? Praise him. The help of my countenance and my God. So when you are depressed, it's a result that it shows that you lack praise. I'm depressed. That is the answer. A person that is praiseful, depression cannot reign there. It's not possible. So you must make up your mind that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm facing, the praise will not depart from my lip. Doesn't matter. Glory to God. Your husband is treating you bad. You are complaining. You are depressed. Why not take him to the place of praise? You see, Christianity must understand that Christendom, there are principles that guide it. Are we getting it? If I give everybody the same key to this door, when you get there, you open it to respond. So there's always a method to a door. There's always a key to a particular door. So the key to end depression is praise. So when things are not working out well, praise is the answer. So as we need to prepare our hearts to, why am I saying this? Like I said, I'm going to be praising God in the next 25 minutes. For 25 minutes, we're praising God. Prepare your hearts that I'm not just coming to dance. No. I'm coming to dance because I know that after this 20, 25 minutes praise, after this service, after I finish my dancing, my testimony is breaking forth. Are you getting me? So start preparing your heart. Those things that are troubling you, and I should be putting them in front of your heart now. That you see this issue. As I praise God, it has ended. Begin to prepare yourself. Glory to God. Lastly, declare the promises of God in thanksgiving. Declare the promises of God. So instead of complaining, why not declare what God has said? Hey, this leg is paining. Why not declare what God has said concerning your health? Why not declare it? Why complain? Why not declare God's promise? God said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Why not declare? Instead of just saying, things are not working well for me. Nobody likes me. No, why not declare who God says you are? Declare it in praise. I am who God says I am. Begin to declare it in praise. Glory to God. Isaiah 43 verse 19. As we begin to round up and prepare ourselves to pray, to praise. Isaiah 43 verse 19. 53 verse 5, sorry. Isaiah 53 verse 5. 53 verse 5. He said, but he was wounded for our what? For our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Why am I bringing this scripture here? So maybe you are sick in your body. You feel you are sick in your body. Instead of complaining, my head. You know, someone say they say my enemy nowhere. He said, I don't want to talk, saying, I mean, there's my enemy nowhere. Instead of complaining, saying all those jargons, why not declare the scripture? Glory to God. He said, but he is wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. So that means I cannot be sick again. Why? He was bruised for my sake. Are you getting it? As you are saying this, you are declaring it. The chest of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. As you are saying this the first time, saying the second time, the third time, something is activated in your spirit. There's this faith that just well up inside you. Are you getting me this morning? So don't dwell on what is happening. Dwell on the promises of God concerning that matter. Dwell on it. As you do that, you see there's this joy that envelops you. As you don't do that, if you don't do that, they will say, ah, this person has gotten the trick. But you start complaining about it, start talking about it, you are giving the devil the free day. So this morning, I'm going to prepare to dance this morning, begin to praise God this morning. I want you to begin to understand that whatever it is that you brought here, whatever challenge, trying times you are going through, that challenge is about to come to an end. That's as I begin to dance, as I begin to praise, that challenge ends here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready to praise God this morning? Are you ready to praise God this morning? Are you ready to testify this morning? That as I testify, whatever I brought in here, the baggage I brought in here has ended already. Why? Before Jehoshaphat begin to praise God, something has happened already. This morning, are there persons ready to dance to God this morning? Rise on your feet this morning. If you are ready to dance, ready to testify that challenge I came with is about to end. Rise on your feet this morning. We're about to dance in our victory. We're about to dance. Listen. Dance like one who has gotten the victory already. Dance like one who is coming to testify. Don't dance like one who is being pitied. Dance like one who has gotten the testimony already. Asabalako shepele kalabai. Maseke parabashi prade. Negroso tabarabashike telibranos kabai. Eketebo su tabarabashandayata. Reko su pradeja. Like the shepherd, they begin to declare word of faith this morning. Begin to declare the words of faith this morning. Maski Pradoshke, that challenge that brought you here, that thing that is troubling you, begin to declare to God this morning. For your victory is here already. Your victory has come already. Your victory is here already. Your testimony is here already. Begin to declare this morning. My testimony has come. Begin to declare it this morning. Begin to declare God's promises over your life this morning. Masabaraba Sheketarabai. Brakoso Parabashanta de Bako Pradekayada. So I want to encourage you this morning. Don't let the praise end here. We'll be praising God now. Don't let it end here. When you get to your closet, it must be a daily activity. It must be something you do every time. You must learn to praise God every time. You must be excited about God. You must be excited about Him. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Oh, begin to bless the name of the Lord this morning. Libro soka parabashanda de parabaya. Legacy ka parabashante de parabashka. Are we ready? Sikapa sheke pelegesu parabalateshka. Libra konso parashekelebate. Oh, thank you. We bless your holy name, Father. Oh, we give you praise. Lift your voice to the blessing of the Lord. Libra sopaya. Thank you for my testimony. Thank you for my testimony. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you for the victory I've gotten ready this morning. Oh, we bless your holy name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.